Tuesday, 33rd week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 5 to 16b. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another, having gifts that differ according to the rate given to us, let us use them, if prophecy, in proportion to our faith, if service, in our serving, he who teaches, in his teaching, he who exhorts, in his exhortation, he who contributes in liberality, he who gives aid with zeal, he who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in the hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be content in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Second, the Gospel. When one of those who sat at table with him heard it, he said to him, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." But he said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for all is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a field, and I must go out and see it. I pray you, help me acquit.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. I pray you, help me acquit.' And another said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and reported this to his master. Then the householder, in anger, said to his servant, 'Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in the poor and maimed and blind and lame.' And the servant said, 'Sir, what you commanded have been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges, and compel people to come in, and that my house may be filled. I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet.'" Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Be faithful with your vocation. God puts us in different circumstances, and he wants us to be faithful with our vocation. either priestly or lay, leader or follower. One excellent example is Saint Martin the Porter. His saintly life showed that everyone can be holy if one is faithful with his mission and vocation. Martin was born under a very difficult situation. He is black, his father is a white Spaniard, and his mother is a black Peruvian. His father followed the call of power and forsook his mother, him, and his sister to live a poor life in Peru. But Martin did not let the difficult circumstances turn him to be a hater or a failure. Martin knew how to use all things given by God to show his love for his family, especially for the poor, even the animal, and later for his Dominican brethren and all those who need his help. Today, reading calls us to be faithful with our vocation and warn those who are not faithful to their vocation. In the first reading, Saint Paul gives us a deep view of God's plan of salvation through the image of dry body and parts. Every one of us is a member of Christ's body and is given different gifts to fulfill our mission and to contribute to building up Christ's healthy body. We should not compare or be zealous of other people's gifts, but to humbly fulfill our mission. In the Gospel, Jesus warns people that even though all are invited to attend God's heavenly banquet, it is still up to them to accept to attend the banquet. Many people, due to their business or worldly things, rejected God's invitation. Why the many people, though it called the late, accepted his invitation? Second analysis. First reading. We have a gift that differ according to the rate given to us. The third point. Everyone had different vocation and different gifts. In two letters, to the Romans and to the First Corinthians, Paul used the image of the member of the one body to illustrate that, though different, we are called to be united with each other. In today's letter to the Romans, he wrote, "So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the rate given to us, let us use them accordingly." In the first letter to the Corinthians, he wrote, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit." First letter to Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 13. Some people have a habit of comparing their gifts with others. If they think their gifts are better than other gifts, they are proud and insulted others. If they think their gifts are not equal to others, they are discouraged and blamed on God. Saint Paul advised his faithful to avoid both these attitudes because each person had different gifts depending on grace which God bestowed on them. The second point, everyone are asked to be loyal to his or her vocation. In the one body, there is not a member which is greater than other members. All members are needed for a body to be healthy. The same thing happened in the church. There is not a vocation which is better than other vocation, nor a race which is better than other race. All are needed to build up the mystical body of Christ. Therefore, a correct attitude we should have is to accept our vocation and gifts from God and try our best to contribute in building up God's kingdom. St. Paul emphasized the two important things the faithful must have. First, a sincere charity. Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Second, a humble attitude. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Second, the gospel. Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God. Third point, the Jewish banquet. According to Jewish tradition, the Jews believed that when the Messiah comes, he shall prepare for people a banquet. See Isaiah chapter 5, verses 6 to 9. This is the reason why one of Jesus' fellow guests said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." They also believed that only the Jews can attend his banquet. Jesus wanted to use a parable to teach them a lesson. If they are not prepared, they shall be discarded to have seats for other nations. According to Jewish custom, after the banquet is planned, without a feast hour for it, the host shall send out his invitation to his guests. The invited guests must respond to his invitation, either that or no. When it is time for the banquet and everything is ready, the host shall send out his servants again to gather those who positively responded to the host invitation. Therefore, those who denied coming to the banquet is an insult for the host. Second point, the reasons for denial. First, too busy of working. The first said to him, "I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me accused." This might be the most popular reason of people in every generation. Since people are too busy with their works, they have no time for God, and gradually forget about the final goal of their life. Second, worldly allurement. Another said, I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me acute. People are easy to be attracted by worldly allurements than keeping of God's law. After a week of working, people like to go to recreation places more than to attend Sunday Mass. Such a life of satisfying their desire shall gradually make people to be far away from God. Third, acute, worry about family. Another said, I have just married a woman, and therefore I cannot come. Getting married is people's great joy. According to the book of Deuteronomy, the one who has just married can be exempted from his military or public duty for a year to stay home with his wife. See Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 5. However, even this exemption is not able to be a cause for people to neglect their duty to God, especially his invitation for the heavenly banquet. Third point, the parable meaning. Jesus used the parable to explain the mystery of God's plan of salvation. According to this mystery, God chose and invited the Israelites from the beginning to attend his heavenly banquet. But because of their rejection, his banquet opened to all people, such as Gentiles, tax collectors, prostitutes, etc., all those who believe in Christ. The allegory of the parable can be easily recognized as follows. The host is God. The servants are God's prophets and Jesus' disciples. The guests who refused to attend are some of the Jews. The poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame are tax collectors and the prostitutes. Those who came from all directions are the Gentiles. Application in life. Since God called us with different vocations and bestow on earth with different gifts, we should use God-given gift to fulfill our vocation. We should not wait our time to compare and to be zealous of other gifts. God called everyone to attend the banquet in his heavenly kingdom, but not all respond positively to his invitation. To properly respond, we must learn to know how precious this invitation is and not let worldly allurement distract us. Amen.